Hello, this is Jonathan with Limitless Mindset, and in this video, I'm going to be talking about workout supplements, about performance enhancers for bringing things to the next level in that arena of steel, metal, and iron. We're going to be talking about what I use to get just a little bit more out of my time in the gym. So I've been working out regularly for about a year and a half now. And so I started trying to look out there and trying to figure out what were the nootropics for my muscles that could increase the quality of my workouts. And I've been using these two. This is Yohimbine HCL in this rather small package here, and HMB. And both of these enhance my workouts quantitatively and qualitatively. I've been using these supplements on alternating workouts. So after a couple of months on them, I feel like I have identified HMB as my favorite one, and I'll explain why. Subjectively, the big difference between the two is that Yohimbine works by releasing adrenaline, the fight or flight stress hormone. So it makes you feel a little more on edge and energized. I generally manage stress and anxiety well, so I haven't experienced any negatives from using Yohimbine. Although I would want to be doing something visceral while on Yohimbine. I wouldn't want to be just sitting in my home office while on Yohimbine. HMB, on the other hand, does not make me feel energized the way that a classic nootropic would, but there is a clear uptick in my gym performance on it. It's hard to objectively say which enhances my workouts better. I would say that they both enhance my performance by between 10 to 20%. I'm perhaps limited in evaluating these because I'm not a hardcore athlete. I go to the gym several times a week for 90-minute sessions to stay fit and healthy. I'm rather conservative at the gym. Making gains and putting on muscle are secondary goals. I'd rather have slow, consistent growth in my lifts and my weight than really pushing myself and risking injury. I did experiment with combining the two. One Sunday afternoon, I did a 90-minute workout on 1,000 milligrams of HMB and 5 milligrams of Yohimbine, which was unsurprisingly very stimulating and resulted in a great workout. I made gains in my lifts and did 25 pull-ups. I usually do about 20 minutes of cardio at the gym while brain training with Dual-End Back Pro, which is usually a bit challenging because my gym blasts awful hip-hop music, which is, to say the least, a non-optimal audio background for my brain training. My brain training scores while doing cardio are usually lower than when I do it sitting at home. I do think that Yohimbine, at least, is a bit of a cognitive enhancer because I did have an uptick in my brain training scores while I was on this stack. Let's do a cost and dosage comparison between these two. So this little bottle here of Yohimbine contains 55 milligram tabs. And it costs 12 euros total. And I've been doing 15 milligrams per workout. That's what I find is really kind of the sweet spot for me in between anxiety and motivation for me to get a kick-ass workout. And so that comes out to 80 cents per workout with this stuff. The HMB in comparison has 120 500 milligram capsules, which costs $19.95. that comes out to 33 cents per workout with the HMB. So both are pretty affordable, but the HMB, by my math, is a better deal. Once I exhaust my supply of Yohimbine, I'm not sure if I'm going to be reordering it. I do think I'm going to be continuing to use HMB going forward because it's simply a better deal. And I'm also just a bit wary of that adrenaline mechanism that the Yohimbine runs off of. I'm not sure if I want to be regularly stimulating my adrenaline and giving myself more adrenaline than I really need. Furthermore, I think that I am going to take my Yohimbine and I'm going to, in my biohacker cabinet of a bunch of different supplements that I've got, I think I'm going to move this from the section of gym hacks over to the sex hacking section of my biohacker toolbox. And that's because you can have some really amazing sex on Yohimbine. If you look around YouTube, you'll find a lot of guys doing quite a bit of bragging about it. And I would just encourage you, if you haven't, you know, had an adult horizontal session on Yohimbine, try it and you'll thank me. So I think I'm going to continue using the HMB, taking 1,000 milligrams before I go to the gym. And then the Yohimbine, I think I'm going to take it with me the next time me and my wife have a vacation to the Black Sea seaside, and we'll be, working on the next generation of Little Roselands there. So I want to talk about my sources on these, because sourcing of these kinds of supplements is really important. You guys know I'm really a big believer in buying supplements where the vendor provides a certificate of analysis that demonstrates the purity of the particular product. That's one of the reasons I really like Doublewood supplements in the United States that sent me this HMB. And in fact, you can go to my website, which is linked below wherever you're watching this video, and you'll be able to actually take a look at the COAs there for this stuff. I think that it is pretty credible, and I find that it has not conflicted with any of the other supplements that I'm doing. It also is shown in some of the studies that I described further on my website to help you to retain muscle, which is great. I'm not going to the gym every single day. Sometimes I will only go 2 or 3 times a week. And so I am a bit concerned with retaining muscle, right? And that's one thing that HMB does. So the Yohimbine, I like this product. And you might be able to see that that is actually Cyrillic. This stuff comes from Moscow. It comes from one of my favorite vendors, Rue Pharma. And this Yohimbine product is different than a lot of those that you'll find around the internet or on store shelves near you, because a lot of these products combine Yohimbine with a multivitamin bro stack, where they're using some Yohimbine, they're using some maca, maybe they're even putting in some ashwagandha or horny goat weed. And I don't particularly, I'm selective about using that sort of product, because when you have multiple different ingredients in one thing, it kind of removes the economic incentive for the manufacturer to use a really high quality, non-toxic, pure individual ingredients if you've got a bunch of different things in it. And of course, very, very few of these gym stack pre-workout supplements that you can find advertised so aggressively on the internet, you'll almost never find a COA that is verifying it. Whereas this is a pharmaceutical grade, as much as I trust pharmaceutical grade. So I feel a lot better about taking this. In my research for the meta-analysis article that I did on Yohimbine, a lot of those products out there that are mixing in Yohimbine with a bunch of other things, sometimes they are a bit imprecise about actually how much Yohimbine they are putting in there. And because Yohimbine does stimulate adrenaline, you really don't want to take something that might have double or triple the amount of Yohimbine that you actually think is on it. Something like that can result in anxiety attacks. It can result in heightened cortisol, which is not necessarily a good thing, especially if you're a person that likes to have maybe a coffee or two or three before you hit the gym. If you combine that with some Yohimbine, and maybe if it's more Yohimbine than you think is in the supplement, because it's a not very meticulously made supplement, you might end up running into trouble. So again, I still kind of like Yohimbine, but I like it as a sex hack more than a gym hack, at least compared with this stuff. Now, you are going to want to pick these up via the links that are below this video, whichever one of these you decide, or you might decide to try both and just experiment, see what you respond to. Because if you purchase from either of these, from Doublewood or from Rue Pharma, then I will include a free biohacking consultation with me. And you may have questions about nootropics, about life hacking stuff that you haven't gotten good answers to just Googling things. And I'd love to get on a call with you, and I can give you my opinions as a hardcore practitioner that is surrounded by a lot of practitioners. And I've made some really cool friends this way. That particular, the purchase that you make, that investment that you're making in taking yourself to the next level, that does make you eligible also for the Limitless Mindset Secret Society. And this is a private online community of people that are doing cool things with their life, that are engaged in a little bit more of a higher level, respectful, civilized, online conversation. And we'd love to have you as a part of our community. So I do hope that you have done, that you figured yourself out in the gym a bit. You typically don't want to start taking a bunch of crazy supplements when you are 2 weeks into going into the gym. You want to build up a bit of muscle, build up a bit of strength first before you start enhancing yourself. But I do think these two are some of the better tools for it. And I hope that you do leave a comment or leave a review on limitlessmindset.com of these if you try them. Again, I'm Jonathan, and I look forward to a continued conversation with you. I look at the barbell with the deep and weary sigh. Decided that the natural way was just a giant lie. Why sweat and strain for months to get a modest little pump when chemical solutions can give my frame a sudden jump? My kitchen counter looks just like a secret pharma lab. I'm measuring all powders by the heavy metric gram. I haven't even stretched a muscle. He's a fang. The science says that logic dictates I should be a god. But walking to the bench press, I'm just feeling pretty odd. My heart is beating like a techno track at maximum velocity. A walking, sweating monument to biohack monstrosity. I justify the cost because the data sheets align. Who cares about a budget when your focus is divine? I spent a couple hundred bucks to buy. Now trembling on the rubber floor in a heavily loaded state. I told a giant power lifter about my peptide protocol. He looked at me and laughed aloud, standing 10 feet tall. He moved 300 pounds using nothing but basic grit. While I'm reading PubMed studies just to find a way to sit. My liver is working overtime. My veins are
in so many capsules before putting on his gym suit. He's a fame. The LGD is kicking in. I'm holding water like a lake. My thyroid support stack has got my temperature awake. I've optimized the pathways, the receptors, and the flow. But my actual training volume is embarrassingly low. I biohacked a masterpiece of supplement design. Too bad I lack the discipline to stay within the line. A premier laboratory specimen who fears a heavy bar. Wondering if the bromantane is taking me too far. HMB. Gym shoes, he's a fang. I stack so hard. I spent so much money on supplements that I couldn't afford a new gym shirt. But at least I never took BCAs. Check the COAs for your pre-workouts and edify yourself at limitlessmindset.com. We'll be right back.